The Hebrew vowels will go down from top to bottom on the left side of the page. Hebrew, Tesserae, Segol, Shurik, Kibbutz, Kametz, Batak, Kametz Kituf, Holam, Sheva. Below we have the weakened vowels. Katef Patak, Katef Segol, Katef Kametz. Okay, let's go to the right side of the page from top down and we'll go through the sounds. Hebrew sounds like E. I have the two E's there. The Tesserae sounds like A in hay. Like if you put hay in your barn. The third letter is Segol. That's with the three dots. Like a triangle there. And that's, you can make that sound like an A. Or eh. Not quite an A, but an eh. Sometimes it sounds like an A. But either will work for a while. Okay, Shurik is that little dot inside that valve, the fourth letter down. And it sounds like a oo. The fifth letter is Kibbutz. That's what the three dots from top left to right bottom, it slants. And it sounds like uh. Below that we have Kametz. Kametz Gadol, and it sounds like ah. Below that we have Patak, that sounds like ah. Some people might say it like a and cat, but even if you say both alike, the Kametz and the Patak, it's okay for right now. Below that we have Kametz Kituf, that's an O sound. Below that we have a holem. Now if you look at that valve on top of it, it has a dot. That's the holem. And it's an O sound, long O sound. Below that is a sheva. The two dots, one above the other. And it's got a eh sound. Now I may not be exactly right on these sounds, but they're close enough for you to get started and you can use them like I say them until you refine them. Okay, down at the very bottom we have weakened vowels. They have like a sheva on the right side of them. You have the katef patak, and that sounds just like the patak, only you don't hold it as long. And patak is ah, but kate patak is ah. It's fast. You don't hold it this long. And the same way with the other weakened vowels. Below it you have a kate segol. You see the three dots, the triangle, like the segol, and a sheva beside it. That's the way you write it. Below that you have a kate kametz. Okay, let's go over some of these letters from our from the first verse in Psalms 119. If you look in the word Ashrei, there is a Tesserae under the resh. That's the third letter from your right to your left. You'll look below that resh and I have two dots there. That's the Tesserae. Now, we'll go over, or no, let's start at the first one. At the Aleph, we have a Patak, Ah, Ashrei. Okay, now if you look at the sheen, that's the second letter, you have a sheba underneath it. In the third letter, we did that resh with the tesei rei. Yud is a vowel lengthener. And if you'll listen to that word ashrei, you'll see how the resh and the yud work together to give you that final sound. Rei. Ashrei. Okay, now let's look at the next word. Tamime. Tamime. Under the tav, you have a sheva. Under the mem, you have a hirik. Under the yud, you don't have anything, but the yud works with the mem and the hirik. Tami. See how the mem and the yud work together there to make that sound? Ni. Tamime. Okay, and the fourth letter in the second word, we have a mem with a tesei rei under it and a yud following. And that makes a me sound, the mem and the yud with the tesei rei under the mem. Tamime. Under the next word, dalet, is the letter with a kametz underneath it. And that word is derek. And under the resh, you have a segol. Now, see, I did that. I didn't make that segol like it should be. It should be like a triangle. But it's hard for me to make these vowels on this computer, so we'll just do the best we can. But you can look at your book and listen to my sounds, and you can get it. Okay, under the calves of feet, you have a sheva. Okay, that's some of the vowels. We'll go on to other things now.